The Daily News Article Audio. Today, in Science and Environment. Research. Sandwiches contribute to global warming. Sandwiches add to carbon dioxide, or CO2 emissions, a new study reveals. Researchers from the University of Manchester measured the carbon footprint, the amount of CO2 emissions, of 40 different sandwich types that were either homemade or ready-made. They examined the sandwich-making process, which involves agricultural production, processing of ingredients, packaging, distribution, refrigeration, and food waste disposal. Based on the findings, the production and consumption of 11.5 billion sandwiches, the annual average in the UK, emits the same amount of CO2 as 8.6 million cars. Agricultural production and processing of ingredients like cheese and meat were found to be the leading contributors to a sandwich's carbon footprint, which ranges from 37% to 67% CO2 equivalent, the unit of measurement for carbon footprints. Refrigeration also contributes a fairly large amount at 25%. Study results further revealed that sandwiches that contain prawns, cheese, and processed meat like ham, bacon, and sausages are the most harmful to the environment, even more so if these are ready-made. According to the researchers, altering sandwich recipes, packaging, and waste disposal can reduce the carbon footprint of sandwiches by 50%. The British Sandwich Association also suggested prolonging the shelf life of sandwiches to lower waste by over 2,000 tons a year. Researcher Adiza Azapagic attested that ready-made sandwiches are still safe for consumption, even beyond the indicated expiration date. Meanwhile, in response to the study's results, Friends of the Earth, a global network of environmental organizations, is urging businesses to come up with more eco-friendly, plant-based lunch substitutes for sandwiches, especially those that use processed cheese and meat. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job, Incorporated. Chances for everyone, everywhere.